Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Well, good morning, or maybe it is afternoon, wherever you are listening from, or it could be in the evening. But I just want to welcome you to Dove Ministries of Love, and I'm so glad that you have joined me right now. I'm so excited about what God has done, but what God is doing, and what He has prepared for us in these days to come. Wow. What exciting times that we live in, and what an opportunity, that we have to be that vessel for the Lord, to be that vessel of honor that has been sanctified, that is continually being made useful for His divine purposes. And, that's the thing about the Lord that I love is that He's so faithful to help us in our time of need. He's so faithful to see to it that we get the necessary help that we need so that we can be all that He has already predestined and that He has already purposed in this world, before we even came into this world. Before the world was formed or created, He had these amazing thoughts, this amazing plan, and every day His plans and His purposes are fulfilled in this earth. And when you think about you and I, you know, the plans that we make, and when we begin to see the purpose that we have and those plans begin to unfold in our life, and, oh my, we begin to see how intricately our lives have been made, and the Bible says they were fearfully and wonderfully made, and how He is just so faithful to bring His word to pass. And so, anyway, that's just a little exhortation for you just to chew on for a little bit. And again, I do want to thank you for joining me today. What an awesome day it is in the Lord. What an awesome time in the history of the church to be alive and to be a part of it. You and I are a part of an amazing journey, an amazing, I'm trying to think of the right word to say, but we're part of an amazing, I guess you could say, story that is being written here in the earth to show forth the glory of God. And once again, you and I get to be that vessel of honor that is continually being made, being sanctified, being made useful for His divine purposes. Well, I do want to apologize. I had announced last week that Pastor Kimberly Jones Posser would be with us today, and I know that her schedule has been busy, and we were not able to connect this past week, and so she will not be with us today. But hopefully we'll be able to connect. I'll be able to connect with her, and we will have her on the program very soon. And when she is, you just want to be sure and invite others to listen in to the program, because God has really anointed her and raised her up, she and her husband, for such a time as this, and she has a lot of good things, God things, to share with you about marriages and being single and the dating thing and being a single mom, and has gone through all of that, but now is married to a wonderful man, Mark Tosser, and God is just really using both of them, and has raised, the Lord has definitely raised her up for this time and for this season. So I will let you know, of course, as soon as we are able to connect and set something up for her to come to the program. But I did want to share with you today that, oh my, what can I say except for be sure and tune in to the TBN Praise the Lord program tomorrow night. And they're going to be airing the program that I went up and did in September. The taping was on September the 24th. Of course, they are going to be airing it tomorrow night. And so a lot of people have asked me what station is it on? And I can't tell you that. I just know that whatever channel your TBN comes on, that's the channel that it's going to be on. And so for Central Time, it'll be 9 o'clock, 9 to 11. For Eastern Time, it will be from, from 10 to midnight. And then for Pacific Time, if you're out on the West Coast, it will be from, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Be sure you call your family members, your friends, and let's just get everybody on the watch, because God moves so powerfully at this taping. And I know that people are just going to be blessed above and beyond. It's a very powerful program. I believe the program, it'll start off with Eddie James, and I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's a young man that was with Karen Wheaton in Alabama there at the ramp for several years. He's a worshiper, and he starts off, and then the next guest is Dr. Gary Whetstone, and he's just a precious man of God that you'll be blessed hearing what he has to share, the revelation and just the insight that the Lord has given to him. And then Pastor Richard Vera, who had just flew in that night or that day, flew into New York from Argentina, and he had been holding a revival there. And so he has amazing things that he's going to be sharing about that and people being healed. And then I will be the next person, the last person on the program to share. So don't give up if you are going through the program and an hour and more has passed by. But I'll be the last person to share. And, oh, my, it was just a amazing time in the Lord, with the glory of the Lord that showed up and just right there in the audience, as we were doing the taping. And so I'm just so humbled and cannot wait to just hear the praise reports in the days and months to come of what God did and, what he will do in people's lives. And I just know that, I just believe that many people, as I prayed the prayer, that many people are going to be healed and set free and delivered and will encounter the presence of God in a way that they've never encountered his presence before. And I'm just expecting good things. And, of course, we'll never know the impact of what God is, you know, what he is doing until we're standing there that day and we see the harvest. And so thank you for your prayers while I was there and went and did the taping. But thank you for your prayers right now that souls will be saved, delivered, and healed tomorrow night as we're watching the program. And then it'll re-air again on Friday in the afternoon. Of course, Central Standard Time is from 4 to 6. And I don't know if it will be the same time or, you know, that particular time on the next, on that Friday for whatever region you're in, if it will be the 5 to 7 for the Eastern Time. And then from 2 to 4 on the Pacific time. But just, again, look at your time on your TBN channel, and you will see the time that the Praise the Lord program will be coming on. And it's a special called A Night of Miracles. So don't turn it. It'll still be the Praise the Lord program, but it's just a special. And so, again, thank all of you for your prayers, and you are a part, as you have sown into my life, and I'm telling you, the harvest is ready. The harvest is ripe. And we've got to thrust that sickle out and reap the harvest that God has so ordained, preciously ordained for us. Praise God. You are blessed, and I am blessed. We are such a blessed people in this United States of America. You know, the more I hear about the dangers and the issues that are in other countries as far as Christianity and being one who loves the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit, we are just blessed to have the freedom and the liberty that we have here in this nation to worship. And I just want to encourage you today to not take it for granted or to not take it lightly, that freedom that you and I have, and to not let a day go by without opening up that precious Holy Bible that is God's word of life and spirit to us. And you know, sometimes we just don't think about the liberty and freedom that we have to exercise our Christianity. And so, again, please be faithful to open up the Bible every single day, because it is your life and spirit, as you've heard me say many times on this program. It's your very life and spirit. And, you know, when you are born again, when we're born again, yes, our spirit man is totally renewed. We become a new creature in Christ. And because our spirit has been born again of the incorruptible seed of God. But we have to maintain in our lives, we have to maintain what God has done for us. And so in order for us to maintain what he has done for us, we have to be sure to continue in the word of God. And then as we do that, our spirit man becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And then what happens is our soul gets saved. And because we just have those little things in our life, you know, every single day we just have little things that, you know, the old stinking devil that he wants to torment us with, harass us with, that he wants to just keep us distracted and, you know, to keep us off course and to keep us off our journey. And I'm telling you, getting to this place to where the Lord has brought me has taken a lot of perseverance, it's taken a lot of long-suffering towards others, it's taken a lot of forgiveness and choosing to stay in love and to walk in love. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. And now when I think about what became a reality on September the 24th, but once again, it just kind of seems like a dream, again, like what it was for so many years to me, is going to really be reality when they show the airing this Thursday night. You know, the reality of my future is going to be seen. And when I think about the process, again, and what God has taken me through and what I have walked through, I'm telling you, it is it has been a lot, and it will continue to be a lot. And, you know, one thing that people said before, you know, when I finally shared about going up, you know, for the taping of the program, and, all, you know, everybody, or not everybody, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say everybody, but several people, well, Apostle Nutt, you know, this is just the beginning. This is nothing compared to, and I'm like, wait, whoa. Let me embrace this moment that I have stepped into my future, and let me embrace this moment that I have been nurturing in my heart and praying over for many years, because it is a big deal. It's a huge deal. And to me, everything that the Lord has done in my life has been a big deal. I don't know about y'all, but for me, I'm just so grateful that he raised me up for such a time as this, that I am in the earth in this hour, and that I'm living in this apostolic dispensation where the glory of God is about to be poured out in an unprecedented way, in a way that you and I have not even seen or tasted. And so many of you that are listening right now, you are holding something very dear in your heart that the Lord has promised you and that the Lord has spoken to you. And you've been walking through, and you've been going through. You've been through battles. You've been through situations and circumstances with family members, with the closest friends that you can have in this journey. And you've been walking through so many things and wondering, God, was that a dream from you? Was that, are you sure that this is really you? God, is this what you've called me to do? God, is this how you're going to use me? And, you know, when you start going through those questions, when you've been waiting for something for so long, and, you know, the first dream I had and even a conception of the thought is, you know, was 20 years ago. And, you know, even 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, the prophetic words that came. And, you know, you carry these things that God has spoken so deeply within your heart of hearts, and it's so real to you. And those things that he has spoken to you, it's like you know that you know you know. It's just so real to you. But yet, it's just like, wow, how is this ever going to happen? And how is it ever going to come about? And listen, I am telling you today that when God has spoken his word, he said that my word will not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I have sent it forth to do. It will accomplish my will. And, you know, you have to stand strong, but again, there is a process in that. And whatever you have to go through today, and whatever you have to go through for the rest of your life, you're already prepared for it. You're already equipped for it. Because God doesn't call the qualified. He calls the chosen. He calls the chosen and he qualifies the chosen. He qualifies you for whatever your part in this humongous tapestry of the church of the living God. He has already predestined and purposed, and you and I are a part. We're a small part, once again, of a huge tapestry. And he interweaves our lives together as the body of Christ, just as your physical body is held together, of course, by the Spirit of God, but with bones and joints and muscles and tendons and ligaments and blood cells and the blood. I mean, it's all, your body is all a divine manifestation of God's power. And so what he has called you to and what he has put in your heart, what he has shown you that you have seen by the eyes of the Spirit. And it's amazing. It's amazing to think that he will take you and before men and put you before women to release his will. Wow. It is just, it's mind-blowing to me. And I know that throughout this process, and you know what, if today, you know, as I'm sharing, I'm the example. I'm an example today in 2013. There's many places, well, the Bible, I can't remember now, because I just heard this, and I don't even know where I heard it, and I thought I wrote it down somewhere, but over three-quarters of the Bible is stories about people. It's stories about people that God used. Oh, it was last week when my husband and I were at the TBN studio in Irving, and John Maxwell, I'm sure many of you have heard of him. He is an amazing Max Lucado. He is an amazing storyteller, and he just, you know, tells these amazing stories. And he said over three-quarters of the Bible is made up of stories. And so people in the body of Christ today, it's amazing, just as I was sharing with someone last week, to my surprise, as I was sharing, because that's what my life has been. That's what your life should be, is one story after another, a story about what you've been through, a story about the test, whatever your heart was tested with, and how you came through it, and what God did for you, and how he helped you by his Holy Spirit to get through the testing, through the adversity, through the calamity of life, and how he brought you through it so that he gets the glory. He gets all the honor when we walk through things in this life and when we can't figure it out. We don't have the answer to how we're going to get through it, how we're going to get healed, how we're going to get delivered. There's nothing, you know, in us that can bring about that resolve, that closure, that culmination of what God has done that releases his glory in our lives. You and I can't do that. So we're going to have to share our story. The Bible says that we overcome, hallelujah, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And it's time for religious folks to quit getting offended when you share your story. You overcome by the word of your testimony. And so I'm not going to stop sharing my story. I'm going to keep on sharing my story that God delivered me that he healed me, that he set me free. I'm not going to stop sharing the story. That yes, my birth father rejected me. He sexually abused me. And then he rejected me and didn't even claim me as his own for all of my adolescent years. He never supported me, never. And God gave me the power within because I chose to forgive him. So God gave me the power that comes with forgiveness, because forgiveness isn't for the other person. It's for you. Forgiveness is so that you're not locked up within yourself and begin to die and never be able to release the life of Christ that is in you. Unforgiveness is a killer. It's worse than cancer because it stops you and it plugs you up and it holds you back and it causes all kinds of physical illnesses in your body. And so I'm not going to stop sharing about the power of forgiveness. And through the power of forgiveness, I was able to supernaturally have agape love for my birth father, so that 47 years later, from the time that he left me at the age of 3, when I had turned 50, I was able, and I always share this, it was a honor and a privilege to lead my father to the Lord 3 weeks before he died. 3 weeks. He was an alcoholic for over 60 years, and I had been praying for him for almost 30 years. And standing in that gap, because God, you said that if anyone in a household is saved, and that was me, that my whole household would be saved. Come on, somebody. So I refused to give up on that word of God. I refused to see anything different with that word. It was like, this is the word of God. I believe it, so shall it be. So you know what? I'm going to keep on sharing that word. No matter if someone is like, oh my goodness, she's going to share that story again, you better believe it. Because every time I share it, I overcome. I overcome. That's what Revelations 12:11 says, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And you know what? This has been a process that I have walked through to see, once again, the manifestation of what God is doing in my life. And to get to the point, to get to this place to where I stepped into my future, and now my future has become my reality. What I saw by the eyes of my spirit, what I saw when I see myself in dreams and visions, so many visions of sitting on the platform, it's just like for quite some time, for about a year, I saw myself sitting on with Sid Ross sharing my testimony. And, you know, I said, Lord, I said, that's all I know is the supernatural realm. Well, I didn't call him up and say, hey, Sid, you know, I've walked in the supernatural all these years. It's, the Bible says that let every word be established out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Well, God had me in the right place at the right time with the right person that introduced me. And so I hadn't even known. I had never even heard of Sid Ross before. But I had watched his program for probably about a year, maybe 2 years. It might have been 2 years. But in the process of watching him, I would see myself on his program sharing. Well, I didn't even tell anybody. And but then that moment came, and God hooked me up. And there was a reason why he did that, because it was a part of his divine plan. And so then that happened. In 2007, that door opened up. And, well, actually in the fall of 2006, I was supposed to go on, but my mother was very sick. She was in her last days on this earth, and when they first asked me to come, I wasn't able to go because of that, because of her being in her sick days and her, you know, transition days and knowing that she didn't have very long. So then they asked me to come in the spring of 2007. And so then, you know, I went. So the dreams that I had or the visions that I had in seeing myself manifested. And so, you know, a couple of weeks ago and maybe even last week, I'm not sure, but, you know, I've been teaching you that you have to have a vision. You have to be able to see by the eyes of the Spirit where you're going. God will show you if you will seek Him and ask Him. And at some point in time, you will see by the eyes of your spirit. And then when He shows you, just know that there is a little journey that you will walk through. There is a period of time that you will go through, and then you will see the manifestation of what He has spoken. If it is truly Him, it will come to pass. To whom much is given, much is required. And so I want to encourage you, some of you, you know, God will not, He will not, and it'll be like Him going against His word or saying something different from His word, because He said, to whom much is given, much is required. Each one of you, including myself, but each one of you, I want to encourage you today. God has given you a divine purpose in this life. There is a sphere of influence, a sphere of influence that He has given to you in your part of this world that we all live in. And He has ordained and He has anointed you to be a vessel that He can pour out of, so that those who have been predestined to be on the pathway that you're on, so that that divine moment can come when what He has deposited in you is released. There is a journey, though, that you must walk through. And again, sometimes that journey is, it can be difficult at times. And because of what you are walking through, it's, you know, there's a part of you sometimes, that part of your flesh that wants to give up. And it says, is that really God? You know, for me, it was a pretty far-fetched, I guess that's the only way I can say it, it was a pretty far-fetched dream for me to even think that I would ever be sitting on the platform of the TBN Praise the Lord program. And, you know, I don't know how to explain that. You know, it's for me, never been a thing of being on TV. It's, for me, it has been the perfect will of God. God, what is your will for my life? And being able to fulfill what He says that seems so much bigger, so much greater, so much more than what I'm able to do. Well, duh, that is just how He is. He calls us to do things that He will qualify, that He equips us for, and that He will qualify us for, and they're bigger, you know, they're bigger, they're greater than what we think that we are equipped to do and that we can do. Why? Because God is going to get the glory. It's not that He even wants the glory. He's going to get the glory. And so that, you know, it's just period. God is going to get the glory for what He does in our lives. And that is what is so just powerful and so amazing about living in the Spirit and walking in the Spirit. And by the way, I've got someone right now that is working on a cover for me, and I'm about to have my first series of teaching that I'm going to have available real soon. I'm hoping sometime in November next month, and most definitely before the holidays. But it's a teaching, and there's four CDs. There'll be four CDs to it, or there are four CDs to it, of walking in the Spirit, or excuse me, living in the Spirit, to be able to walk in the Spirit and to release God's glory. So I'm excited about that, to be able to offer that to you, to teach you, to give you the resources, and so that you can study to live in the Spirit and to walk in the Spirit. And so anyway, so through this process, it has been a long journey, but when God puts something in you, whether you see it by the eyes of your spirit, whether someone prophesies it to you out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established, whether it is spoken, you can try to forget it, and you can even forget about it for a season. But what is of the Spirit of God, what has been born and birthed into you by the Spirit of God, it sticks like barbecue sauce to ribs. it stays there. And so I just want to encourage you that not to give up on your dreams, to not give up on the vision, no matter how difficult it may seem at times, no matter, once again, how far-fetched it might be. You know, again, that was a far-fetched vision for me to have, because I'm thinking, who am I that God would open up such a door and give me that kind of platform to be able to release his love and his glory to the world? I can't even talk. It was just so far beyond, but the world has been in my heart since I was a small child, and just the love there to minister to people, to minister to souls, to be able to pour into people's lives, just to love them. If nothing else, to love them. You know, I don't always have to have a word, a prophetic word for someone. It's just being that vessel to be able to pour God's love into their life, because I know from my life how life-changing it is to be loved, but to feel that love and to know that love from God Almighty, from my Heavenly Father. And so love is the most powerful thing in this earth realm. You know, thank the Lord that we can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And many of you are thinking, well, I don't even do that very often. Well, I've got some good news for you. If you'll stay steadfast in the Word of God and pray and let that faith be continually built up in you, then you'll operate in that faith, and you will see the Word of God come to pass. I'm telling you, it has been a journey to walk in that place of releasing the healing power of God. You know, we don't always know or understand why some people are instantly healed and why they're not instantly healed. We don't understand how you know, how the healing power of God operates. But I know that as I keep speaking the word and seeing it, and that's what you have to do, keep speaking the word out into the atmosphere. God, thank you. My body is healed. God, thank you that today I walk in divine health because the healer lives on the inside of me. Father, thank you today that you have anointed me for your divine purposes, that the anointing of God that I walk in, it destroys the yoke of bondages in my life so that I can speak into other people's lives, and that anointing destroys the bondages in their lives. And listen, let me tell you something. I've read way too many posts on Facebook, and this scripture is being misquoted. This word of God is being spoken incorrectly. The anointing of God, the Bible says in Isaiah 10:27, that the anointing of God, it destroys the yokes of bondage. And I want you and others to get free today and to quit speaking out of your mouth that the anointing breaks. The anointing does not break. The anointing of God destroys. It destroys. Jesus went into hell, and he confronted the devil, and he stripped him of all of his power. He destroyed and annihilated the very power of Satan. And I saw we need to get a revelation of the anointing of God, how it destroys together. But, hey, listen, when something has been destroyed, baby, it is destroyed. There is nothing you can do about something that has been destroyed. But there is something you can do about something that has been broken. And so today, know that the anointing of God, it destroys every yoke of bondage, and it lifts every burden. And so today, you rise up. Hallelujah. Today, you rise up and you say, Father, thank you today that the anointing of God, that it destroys the yoke of bondage in my life. See, when you allow and let the word become engrafted in your heart, engrafted in, that doesn't, when something is engrafted, when you're speaking spiritually about the word of God as I am, it doesn't mean that you have head knowledge of it. You can know the word of God and quote the word of God, but you know what? That doesn't mean anything. Now, I'm all for memorizing the word of God. I that's how I grew up, memorizing the word of God. There may come a day where all of our Bibles are taken away from us. I don't know. But what do you have in you? So, I'm all for that because I grew up learning the word of God like that, memorizing scripture after scripture after scripture. But there comes a point in time to where the word has got to be engrafted. That's when you start growing up. That's when you start graduating from elementary, being able to do. You become a doer of the word of God when it's engrafted in your heart. It becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of who you are. So that you and I can say, it is no longer I that liveth, but Christ in me. So when the word is living in you, there is anointing, there is authority, there is leadership, there is dominion that is released when you open your mouth and you speak the word of God. Hallelujah. And so that anointing in you, listen to this, it is deep in your spirit. It destroys the yokes in your life so that when you're sitting there at a place of temptation where you can give into that temptation and fall into sin, or you can give into that temptation, you can start drawing on the well of life that's on the inside of you, and then you can begin to let the anointing destroy that yoke that is trying to get you and pull you and yoke you into something that you know if you do, what your mind is telling you that is not coming from your sound mind, but from the mind of your soul, that if you draw the Spirit of God, the anointing of God, the Word of God that's in you, that anointing will destroy that thought, and it's a way of escape so that you do not fall into that place of temptation, so that you don't fall into sin. The anointing of God, it destroys. It destroys. It destroys. God, thank you today. Your anointing in me destroys. God said in John chapter 6, if you continue, I believe, I could be wrong, but it's in the book of John, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples, and the truth that you know shall keep you free, or make you free. It'll keep you free. Why? Because the anointing in you is destroying any yoke, anything that the world or that the enemy tries to yoke you with. So please change your vocabulary and watch what will happen. It's, you know, again, to say that something, that the anointing breaks, no, that isn't the word of God. That wasn't the word, and it's his word. We cannot change one word of God's word, period. But so many people get into that habit of using their own terminology. God wants you to speak his word, what he says. He wants you to do what he has said in his word. And so to say that the anointing breaks, that's almost watered down. It destroys. When you see something that breaks, you still see all of the pieces. But man, when something's been destroyed, it's not there. I'll never forget, and this is another testimony of just God's goodness. And with my little granddaughter, of course, she's not so little now. She's fixing to be 12, but she's taller than I am, and she's already surpassed me in my shoe size by 2 sizes. And so she's still my granddaughter, but wow, she's just grown up so quickly, so fast. But when she was like around 5 or 6 years old, and we had been to the movies. And I thought, back then, I thought, wow, if we as adults could get a hold of the revelation that came out of her mouth. But we were on our way home from the movies, and she said, Nana, she said, while we were in the movies, the devil tried to scare me. And I said, well, sweetheart, oh, she said, he brushed up against my leg and tried to scare me. And I said, well, sweetheart, what did you do? And I would say, I remember her looking at, or I remember her whispering to the little girl next to us, and I thought she was talking to the little girl next to us, but she wasn't. She was talking to the devil. And so I asked her, I said, well, sweetheart, what did she do? And she said, well, Nana, she said, I told that devil, I said, devil, you were defeated before I was ever born. And I was just like, whoa, this is coming out of the mouth of the child. And then she said, Nana, I said, no, devil, you were destroyed before I ever came into my mommy's tummy. And I just thought, wow, what if we get that kind and had that kind of revelation that he was destroyed before we ever came into our mother's womb. That is just mind-blowing to me. That is just so powerful, destroyed. What if she would have said, devil, you were broken before I ever came into, no. The child had it because that word had been spoken into her life. She had heard the word and even as a child, faith had arisen in her. And out of her mouth came, no, you were destroyed. So I know I'm hammering this and I'm pounding this because the Holy Ghost is. Because once you can see and once you have that understanding truly of what the Word of God says, it sets you free. Remember, something broken can be put back together. Something destroyed is gone. It is gone. Something that has been destroyed cannot reappear. It can't be put back together. So get up. I challenge you to get up in the mornings and speak that and say that, Lord, thank you today that the anointing, it destroys. It means that it is, that it's what that thing is totally being put to an end. It's being rendered ineffective and useless. It's to kill. It's to defeat completely. Isn't that powerful? And so I know someone is getting a hold of this because I can feel your spirit. Now, I can see some of you have called in. Some of you have been holding with a question. And we're just about at that point. Just hang on just a couple more minutes, and I'm going to start taking your calls. But I want you to get this, and I want you to know that what God has spoken, that he will fulfill it, that he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, you know, there's been this journey of standing in the gap, standing, everything comes against when everything seems negative about what God has spoken at that point. Everything just seems negative, and it's like, no, I know God said this. I know it seems so ridiculous and like, well, how could that ever be? But that's the sheer pleasure in this journey is watching God do in your life what you know you could never do or what you could ever bring about. And so, but you have to see it. People perish for a lack of vision, of knowledge and of understanding and seeing. And so just know that, I'm telling you, just know that he wants to do so far above and beyond what you could even imagine. He wants to take what you are going through right now. He wants to take that and cause you to start taking these steps in this journey that is causing you to walk closer and closer, to get closer and closer. And one thing I've learned, I just cannot say this enough, is that God really does, when he's put something out there before you and shown you something, he requires, there are requirements from you. And many of you have heard me share on the program how just amazing it was what the Lord did and how the Lord in 1993, in September of 1993, September the 24th of 1993, when the Lord took me to Chicago and I ministered at the Brides of Christ retreat there, and how precious it was how the Lord showed me the inauguration. He showed me what was to come in my ministry, and how when I was speaking and sharing about the dove, and when I started to say how when the dove is in flight, the dove can't look to the right or left, the dove can only look straight. straight ahead, and that's how we need to walk in our lives, is not looking to the right or left. That's what his word says. Don't look to the right or left, but look, he says, but look unto me. He says, don't look to the right or left, but look unto me. Look straight ahead to me. And so that's what the Dove does, and that was before Dove Ministries. That was a year and a half before Dove Ministries was even birthed. But power of God that shows up, and oh my goodness, these women just start falling out of their chair under the power of God. And it was just so, it's like I've never been in a meeting like that where people just started falling out of their chair under the power of God. And I thought, wow, Lord, this, you know, this is just amazing. This is overwhelming. But I kept on, you know, kept on preaching. It's like I kept on speaking the word. I couldn't get messed up on that. And then after that, and when I gave the altar call, and how the women just ran down. They ran down to the altar, and the glory of God started falling. And when I started praying for these women, it was just powerful because the glory of God was knocking them back. Okay, here we go. The glory of God was knocking these women back off of their feet. That was power. I mean, the glory of God was just so powerful, and I just thought, wow, Lord. And some of those women, they went back to their feet. And I began to share that, you know, if I would have not been the one ministering and the one out there in the audience, I probably might have gone back to my seat too, because it was powerful. And the women, I mean, they said how the atmosphere was just charged with electricity, and it was just, I mean, it was just the glory of God that was knocking these women, but they were getting healed. They were getting free. The glory of God was setting them free, healing their bodies, delivering them without me even prophesying over them, without me knowing anything about them. The glory of God was just, oh, it was just powerful. And I thought, wow. And then, you know, I come back to Texas, and I'm like, wow, what happened? What happened to that anointing? Where did that glory go? And the Lord said, it's not for right now. And so I've had to walk through this process and, you know, expecting the glory of God to show up. And, of course, the glory of God has shown up. And only about 2 years ago, in our church, did one of the manifestations, and that's when the Lord started speaking to me that it's almost time, it's almost time. And so what happened was the glory of God, as I was praying for a woman in our church who had breast cancer, God did heal her, and to God be all the glory and honor for that. But they told me whenever I prayed for her, and this wasn't until a couple of months later, in fact, several months later, and they're just after church one day, was talking about the glory of God and the power of God, and how whenever I had prayed for her, the glory of God knocked her all the way across the front row, you know, in the altar area. And I could not remember that. And I looked at them. There was about three or four people standing around, and the usher who actually caught the woman, and, you know, and he was shaking his head, yes, Apostle, that really did happen. You know, it literally, the power of the glory of God knocked her across. Well, oh my goodness, I just hadn't seen that, but the Holy Spirit quickened me. And then back at the inauguration of my ministry too, when I ministered in the luncheon, in the pavilion, and had walked in, women just fell over under the power of God as I walked by. And, of course, I didn't know that. I never turned around. My handmaiden, she knew it, but she couldn't say anything to me until after I had ministered. And one of those ladies walks up to me and says, Prophet Diane, when you walked by, the glory of God just hit me, and I fell down, but I had no pain in my body. She had had arthritis. Hallelujah. To God be the glory and honor. And I just thought, wow, that is amazing. And then I get back again, and I don't see that. Well, this past Sunday morning, I was ministering at Going for Jesus Ministry. Pastor Silver and Vicki Marino in Dallas, and I was ministering with their beautiful congregation. And afterwards, I found out that one of the ladies that, one of the men on the worship team, he said, while you were ministering, he said, it was just electrifying in the room. And immediately that just clicked, you know, electrifying, because that was a term for my ministry. And then another man on the worship team, he said, and the lady, she was just over there, and you had walked down to the end of the, in the front, and you had walked down, and you turned around, but she just fell over. He said, she just fell over under the power of God. He said, nobody was over there to catch her or anything. And it just, boom, it just quickened me in my spirit about, you know, the women that had fallen over. So now here's another. This is so holy to me. Sorry, I'm getting just a little bit emotional, as I do from time to time, because there is just a manifestation of God's glory that's about to show up, that we're going to be in awe. We're going to be on our face before the Lord. And then when I got ready to pray for people, or as I began to even speak to people, and this just set the whole tone of what God was doing, I called on a young lady, and I didn't even see her, like, the whole time before that point. I didn't see her until we sit down, and the Holy Spirit quickened me and said, call her up here to pray for her. And that was not what I was fixing to do. That wasn't, I thought I was fixing to share, you know, the word of God. But she actually, when she walked up, the right side of her body, of course, I did not know this at that time, but the right side of her body had been affected by cerebral palsy, and her wrist, you know, was totally curved under, and her hand. Her fingers were like in a ball, and you couldn't really, you know, she couldn't straighten her wrist out. She couldn't straighten her fingers out, and the Holy Spirit quickened me. And the Lord said, take her hand, and he told me exactly how to put my fingers, my thumbs, and on her wrist to hold her wrist. And he said, tell her I'm going to straighten her wrist out. Wow. And there was no hesitation in me, and I thank God for that, because before that point, I probably might have had a hesitation. Tell her what? But Lord, but what if it doesn't? But see, I wasn't ready then. But I looked at her and I told her, I said, God's fixing to straighten your wrist out. And she just looked at me and her eyes watered up. And as I took her wrist, y'all, I'm telling you, this is the most amazing miracle that I have seen, I believe. Her wrist, as I took and held it just ever so lightly, no pressure, just holding her wrist, just begins to move totally up and begins to come up, 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 and slowly. It was a slow process, but it begins to just come until it's totally straightened out. People on the front row where the pastor's wife was, because the pastor and the worship team had gone up and they were, you know, they were playing music, they saw that, and the place just went crazy. It was just crazy, because God, and then the Lord told me, just take her fingers and just take each one of them and pull them up. And so I went underneath, got that first finger, got the second one, the third one, the fourth one. And next thing I knew, her wrist was straight and her hand, she was holding it totally straight. Hallelujah. And everyone was just going crazy. And I said, God has healed this woman. Well, you know, as I found out later, she had had cerebral palsy. And there was a lady who had been her friend and who had been ministering and praying for her for at least 15 years. And I called her up and I said, is there anyone in here that knows her? Because this lady wasn't actually sitting with her. The lady who had just been healed was just there on a row by herself. And so when I asked, this lady raised her hand up and she said, I know. She said, she's been a friend of mine for a long time. And she came up and shared that she had been praying for her for at least 15 years for God to heal her. To God be the glory and honor. And she said, I've never seen her hand like this ever since I've known her. And so God healed her little hand. And so when she held it up, it was really interesting to me that her hand wanted to go back into that position that it had been. And so the Lord had me to encourage her with instruction, you know, to and how to, because her body, her muscles was used to being like that. And so I took her wrist again and just held it. And here it goes again. The power of God just brought it up straight again. And I shared with her, and she looked at me, and her eyes got huge, and she said, I'm not doing that. She said, I'm not doing that. And I looked at her, and I said, I'm not doing it either. The power of God is doing that. And so to God be all the glory and honor for what he did. And I know that that is just a testament of what I'm going to hear, the praise reports and what God is going to do. But it's a process. And look, it is taking 20 years. The Lord said I would see amazing recreative miracles, limbs where there were no limbs and so forth. And so don't give up on what God has spoken to you. Don't give up on the word of the Lord. And be obedient and be faithful. And know that God will do what he said that he would do. And just keep being obedient. Don't let the enemy lie to you that you're not worth it or that you're, you know, what have I done or did I mess up so bad that you're remembering something that God's already forgotten. You're remembering something and he's like, I wonder why she's thinking that, because it is forgotten. And so just know that just wait on the Lord and know that he is going to fulfill what he said that he would do. He's going to do it. You have to seek out and continue seeking him and know that God is going to fulfill. He said that those who wait upon the Lord, those who expect and they look for and they hope in him, that they will change and will be renewed, and their strength and that power, and they will rise up and they will on angels' wings, and they will mount up. You'll get closer and closer to God, just like what the eagles do. And then he said, you will run. He said, you shall run and not be weary, and you shall walk and not faint or become tired. You will not become tired in waiting for him, because surely he will do what he has spoken that he would do. Now I'm going to read a scripture to you, and then I'm going to start taking your calls. And I just pray today that you are being lifted up and built up and edified and that you are being encouraged and faith has risen up in you, that God is going to do what he said he would do, but that you are going to receive what he has spoken to, that you will receive. In Jeremiah chapter 33, he says, "Behold, in the future restored Jerusalem, I will lay upon it health and healing, and I will cure them and will reveal to them the abundance of peace, prosperity, security, stability, and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to be reversed and will rebuild them as they were at first." And that is just a powerful, powerful scripture. And I love how he says that. He says, "I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel." Well, Judah represents praise. And Israel is the one who prevails with God. And back to you and I. And sometimes in the midst of this journey, you can lose your praise, because the enemy has got you so seduced into looking at what has not happened yet and what you are going through and the rejection and so forth and all of that. And so then you find yourself in a place not being like Israel, not being like the one who's prevailing with God, and all of a sudden you're just sitting there. That's why Isaiah said to arise and shine. Arise, change position. You've been sitting down. Now get up. Get up and know that God has got something for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? If you're the only one and no one else that you've shared with is encouraging you in the dreams that you've had and what God has shown you, you know what? It doesn't matter. Because you and God are the majority. But he says that I will rebuild them as they were at first. It's just like some of you know in seasons of your life, you've lost that fervency of your first love. And you just went back to God. You repented, you changed your mind, and you decided that you were going to believe fully what God said. And faith, it rose up in you. And your eyes were opened, just like the song, "Let faith arise. Let faith arise. Open my eyes." It's like you see and you rise up. He said, "I'm going to cause you to return, and I'm going to rebuild like what you were at the first." And he said, "And I will cleanse them from all the guilt and iniquity by which they have sinned against me, and I will forgive all their guilt and iniquities by which they have sinned and rebelled against me." And he said, "And Jerusalem shall be to me a name of joy, of praise, and of glory before all the nations of the earth that hear all the good I do for it." All the good I do for it, and they shall fear and tremble because of all the good and all the peace, prosperity, security, and stability that I provide for it. Hallelujah. And so what is that? It goes back to the very first thing that I started off with and when I shared with you, that you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. You got to speak your testimony. You got to share your story. Somebody needs to hear what God did for you and hear how you got through it. That's the thing. How did you get through it? People want to hear that. People can relate to the things, of course, that we read in the Word of God, but there's nothing like having a human being, a person standing right next to you, something that you can see, someone that you can hear them sharing, "Yes, this is what I got trapped in. This is where I got snared by the enemy, but this is what God did. And I chose life, and I chose to believe what God said regardless of." Do you see what I'm saying? And every time you share, you know, what I've been doing is I've been encouraging you and exhorting you, And edifying you and building you up than overcoming. Praise God. By the word of my testimony, refuse to give up. Refuse to give up on what God has said. Refuse to not believe what God has said, because he will and he is. And he said in his word, he said, you will be a name of joy and praise and a glory before all the nations of the earth. And the thing about that is, and this is crazy, he said, and you shall be to me a name of joy, of praise, and of glory. So when people hear, and even your name, there's going to be joy, and there's going to be a praise, and there's going to be a place of glory on the inside. Powerful. To God be all the glory, a name, and people are going to hear all the good that God has done for you, and then they are going to fear and tremble for all the goodness and prosperity that he procures, that he gives to you. And you know, in 1994, a prophet prophesied, spoke the word of the Lord over me, in a little town out in South Texas, Southwest Texas, called Midlothian. And this pastor, who was a prophet as well, he's really a prophet. He wasn't actually even pastoring at that time. But he prophesied over me. And while he was prophesying, he said, remember the name Diane Nutt. And at first that kind of bothered me. Remember my name? I'm thinking, I'm like, buddy, you better recall what you said. But he said, remember that name. He said, because Diane Nutt will be a household name. And now that really scared me. But he said, yes, he said Diane Nutt will be a household name. And he said, why? He said, because she's someone. And he said, no. He said, because she's obedient to God, and because of who he is in her. Wow. Wowee. I trembled. And the more I listened to that word later on, the more it became just a part. And then it kind of made sense, the dreams and the visions. And so here we are. And in 2 days, on October the 17th, Diane Nutt is going to become a household name. Because why? Because of me? No. It's because of God. It's because of what he has done for me. It's because of the good and the peace and the prosperity and the security and the stability that he has brought in my life. And people are going to hear about the good that he has done, because he has made my name a joy and a praise and a glory before nations. Praise God. Praise God. To God be all the glory and honor. And that's what he wants to do with you. And that word nation, a lot of times when you see the word nation in the Bible, it's talking about peoples. They're not just like a particular nation, like, you know, the nation of Africa or the nation of China. Or it's talking about peoples, too. And so remember, God has given you a sphere of influence. He's given you peoples in this world, nations, peoples in this world, that he wants to make your name a joy and a praise and a glory because of what he has done. He wants people to hear of all the good. So how are people going to hear if you don't testify? You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. So praise God. Well, I'm going to pray corporately for everyone, and then I'm going to take the first caller this morning. Father God, we just praise you today. Lord God, thank you for this opportunity once again to bless your people, to encourage them, to edify them, to speak insight by your sweet Holy Spirit, to speak understanding in their lives. Father, thank you for what you're doing in the life of every one of my listeners. Father God, I pray that you would just help them, Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, open up the eyes of their understanding. Lord God, illuminate their hearts so that they can keep knowing the hope of their calling, which is in Christ, which is in the anointing. Father, thank you, Lord God, for increasing the anointing in their lives, Lord God, for that anointing destroying, Lord God, just within them, destroying those yokes. But then as they speak, anointing, as they speak, your anointing is going forth, and it is destroying yokes off the people that are under the sound of their mouth. As they open up their mouth, Lord God, and you fill their mouth with your words, Father, thank you that they speak in the volume of the book, that they're doing your will, Lord God, that they're giving you a glory and honor and praise, Lord God, as you are moving in and through all throughout this earth, Lord God. You're using your people, Lord God, to be carriers of your glory, to be vessels, be poured out, the oil to be poured out so that others can receive you, so that they can receive what you have for them, so that they can be healed, delivered, and set free. Father, I thank you for my listeners today, Lord God, that they are growing, or whenever they are listening, Lord God, that they are growing because of your word that has gone in them, into them today, the impartation that they've received. Father, thank you, and I just thank you, Lord God, that the seed will bring forth fruit in their life because the seed has gone into the good ground, into the soil of their heart, which has been, the fallow ground has been broken up, and they've sown into righteousness. And, Lord God, you are going to cause a great crop of fruit to come forth in which they will be able to give to others according to Galatians 5:22. Now, Father, be glorified in their lives in all that they do, and I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, let's get to our first caller here. And this is code 919. You're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with? Uh-oh. Looks like we're having a little bit of an issue here. Aw. In Jesus' name, work.
Hello?
Oh, it worked. Hello?
Hey, Apostle Diane, how are you?
Hi there, Michelle?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi there. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am fine, too.
Yes.
Thank you.
I just want to... first, I wanted to, I had no idea what the message was about, but I thank God for the encouragement, even the reminder. You know, sometimes we, and I know that there are some people that has been waiting on the promises and different things of God probably way longer than I have. But I just want to thank God for the word today because, you know, it was so encouraging and it was so anointed.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God. I feel better. You know what I'm saying? Because I did. Honestly, I really did. I felt down, and I felt, you know. Sometimes we have to be transparent. I just have this thing on me. I was crying, feeling sad. I was like, God, when? You know, it's like so many things that I've been, you know, waiting on God for. And sometimes we do, you know, feel a little down and have different experiences. But I just thank God, even for the miracle that the lady received that had cerebral palsy. And you said it was just so powerful. I just want to thank God for, you know, the message today and the encouragement. I was thoroughly blessed by it, you know.
Praise God. Well, I'm just honored and blessed that were encouraged by it and that you have been built up and edified. And, you know, this is, it's really important for everyone to understand that it's in these moments when the Spirit of God comes, and just as Michelle has shared, and, you know, the just receiving the impartation, because this is very, I'm trembling to even say this, but there is a new mantle on my life of anointing and, you know, leadership and what God is doing. And so there is actually a new impartation that is being, you know, released. And so that edification that you encountered today and how it just built you up, that is evidence of the impartation of Jesus Christ and the, you know, just the joy that you felt, the joy that you experienced in, you know, in what the Lord did in her life. It's sparking something inside of your life because God has called you and many others as well, but Michelle, he's called you as that vessel that would, he would pour out his healing power through. And so it's really, you know, this is so powerful and key that people have to understand that when we can get to that place to where we are rejoicing because of what God is doing in other people's lives, and we're rejoicing because of the healings, the testimonies of, you know, people being set free, what that does is it positions us, you know, go back to arise and shine, for your light has come. It positions us for what God is going to do in and through us. And so, and sometimes that's difficult when you're in that place, in that waiting place, and you know God said something, you know he's shown you something, and it's already been spoken out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Listen, I want to tell everyone, and of course you as well, Michelle, when God has shown you something, if when he has spoken something, and it has come out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, that word is established. And so once something is established, oh, my goodness, my. When something has been established, there's nothing that the enemy can do about it. Because the Word of God is already proof, you know, that God has spoken. It's evidence. He's already said what he has said, and when he says something, so let it be. You know, I think I shared last week maybe out of Genesis, I shared about, I think I did, how God said and it was. He saw it and he said it and it was. And so when he has established that word, and that's why it's so important to be in the right place at the right time and to be around the right people, be around the people that God has ordained you to be around and to be with. Because what's going to happen is as that word is confirmed, or excuse me, as that word is spoken, as that word is coming out, it's because of that unity in the Spirit. And so if you're around the wrong people, of course there's jealousy and strife and all these other kind of things and every other kind of evil work. But when something has been established, and I'm handling this because somebody is going to really get this. When it's been established, okay, so Michelle, you've received the word of the Lord. God showed you something, whether it was by a vision or a dream, or he literally, you know, he spoke it to you, okay? So you've received that word, okay, and you're holding it. And this is for everyone else too, but So, Michelle, so here it is. And, okay, I'll use me as an example. So the Lord has used me before to speak something that he's already shown you. Okay?
Yes.
Whatever avenue that might be. Okay, so that's one. So then, okay, so then here comes your pastor at church. Okay, I'm not saying this is an example. And so your pastor speaks it, okay? So that's two right there. And then, lo and behold, a year later, here's another minister or here's a friend that speaks. Okay, so out of the mouth two or three witnesses, let every word be established. That means let it become... When something is established, that means that it is brought into being on a permanent basis. It means that it, in the spirit, you're settled in a position or in a place. It means that he's revealing to you the validity of the word that has been spoken.
Amen.
So that's powerful. And so remember, I've said this before, everyone, as I have spoken this before, I've said this before, don't look for confirmations. Don't look for confirmations. Because when you look for confirmations, number one, you're putting your trust in man. You're putting your trust in man's ability to hear what God has spoken to you. So guess what? You set yourself up. The devil's going to give you a confirmation to something that might have been your soul. And then you're going to find yourself trying to make happen what came out of the soul. Okay? So, number one, you don't look for confirmations. God didn't tell you in the Word to do that. He said, my sheep, they don't just hear my voice. They know it. They know my voice. That's another thing. Every morning when you get up, Father, thank you that I know your voice. And today, as I walk through this day, I'm going to know when you're speaking to me because I know your voice. Ooh, I saw the Holy Ghost just saying that right there. Somebody, come on. Come on in. Just come on in, I'm telling you. And so now, okay, so the people have spoken, okay. So, as I said, it's been established. It's been settled. It's been validated. What God has said has been validated. So you wait on the Lord. If a word is of the Lord, not only will that word try you, because that's what the book of Psalms teaches us, that every true word of God tries you. I'm not saying it verbatim, but that's what it says. The word of God will try you. And so what happens is we ponder it in our hearts. We pray over it. We nurture it. We write it down. You write it down. Write the vision down. Write it down. Write it down. And so what happens then, God, he validates to you what he has said because he had someone that was flowing in the Spirit. He had someone that was in the Spirit. He had someone that has compassion, that walks in the love of God, that has your interest, your best interest at heart. And because of that unity in the Spirit, they speak that. And so it's important to be around the right people in your journey and to not be around, in fact, who was supposed to be on the program today, Pastor Kimberly Jones-Potter, she wrote a little thing the other day. She said, it seems like many times in life while you're building, you're being obedient and building that foundation in and through your obedience, there are others that come to eat away at the foundation. And they said, get rid of the termites that are eating the foundation that you're laying in and through your obedience. And I love that. And so, you know, not everyone is going to be celebrating the victories. Not everyone is going to be celebrating the things that God, the places where he is taking you in your journey and the things that he is doing in your life. And so it's hard to grow when you're around people who are taking away from what God has spoken into your life. And so, and Michelle, you can testify to that, because a few months back, that was something that the Lord had spoken with you, and you began to separate yourself. Is that right?
Yes, so true.
And it helped you, hasn't it? Your life after this period. I mean, if anything else, it's brought a lot more peace to you, hasn't it?
It has. It has, and you're not as heavy as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we, I think we get too comfortable in some of the things that we are around, you know. But some of those things are holding us back. It's not helping us. You know, it's two things that it can either push you closer to your destiny or farther away. And a lot of those things that I was trying to hold on to and things that I was accepting. And one thing that you did teach me is that you don't have to accept, you know what I'm saying, people mistreating you as well. And that was, you know, sometimes people, because they accept it, they will tell you that that is acceptable, you know what I'm saying, and that's not of God. Mm-hmm. It's totally not of God.
That's right. That's right. And so now, you know, you're in a position to where, because you've followed instruction, it's like the Lord's kind of using you as an example today, of even what was being taught, in that, you know, you've been going through this process, and so the Lord has established, it's like his word has been established, and so when the establishment takes place, that is for you and everyone to know the validity of God's word in your life, and so all you do is stand and see the salvation of the Lord. You stand to see what God has spoken come to pass. He will bring it about. And so those things that, you know, Michelle, that you're waiting on, this is for you. I want to encourage you that God is going to bring them about. And it's just going to be like from going from day to night. It's like there's nothing you do or any of us do to make day turn into night. It is by the Spirit of God. And so just as you walk from the day into the evening, the day into the night, and then the night into the day, that is what I'm hearing. That is how the Lord is going to bring about the word that he has spoken. And so I just want to encourage you with that. And so I'm going to pray, and I guess I better move on here. We've got about 15 minutes left and several other callers on the line. So let me just pray in agreement for you right quick. And I know you didn't ask for prayer, but I just want to pray in agreement. And, Father, I thank you for positioning your daughter. Lord God, thank you for the instruction that she has been following, the requirements that she has met as you have spoken and given to her. Father, thank you that you are turning around the captivity, Lord God, in her life, and that just as your word said, you are rebuilding that place, and that you have made Michelle, Lord God, to that she is to for you, she is a name of joy and praise and glory before all nations of the earth. And Father, thank you that others are going to hear of the good, Father God, that you have done in her life. And Lord God, thank you for all the praise reports, for the things you have done, the things that she has asked, and the things that you have done on her behalf and for her son. And Lord God, thank you that what you have spoken, that surely you are bringing it to pass for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Michelle, amen. I love you, and I just speak the blessings of God over you, and I look forward to talking to you the next time.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Okay, thank you. And don't forget Thursday night.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, love you much. Bye-bye. Praise God. What a blessing. I just love to hear the praise report. Okay, now, I don't know what's going on here. There we go. Okay, now here's the next caller. Area code, 504. You're on the line right now. Who's calling?
It's Travis.
Hi, Travis. How are you,
How
sir?
You doing? I'm doing
I'm
fine.
Great.
Myself.
Awesome. Awesome. What, can I be in agreement, or did you want to share a praise report, or?
Well, I was just calling for prayer when I got on, but after listening to the message, I mean, it was definitely right on point.
Praise God.
And, I mean, I was, you know, like the young lady I was saying before, you know, my call or whatever, being a little down or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, it was affecting me. And, you know, I just wanted, you know, just wanted prayer and just to hear what the Lord was, you know, would say through you or whatnot, you know, if he had any word or whatnot. But, you know, and it wasn't nothing that the Lord had given me a word on as far as he's going to, you know, do something on my behalf. But after talking with a man that the Lord had placed in my life, he was telling me that even in silence, there's purposeful, you know, concerning the Lord. So it's just, you know, just trying to be more positive and trying to get to a place where my heart is saying, that's what I've been praying really all morning, was even if I don't receive what I desire, that I would still serve you. You know what I'm saying? Just like just having a heart of sold out. So that's pretty much it.
Right. So what you're saying is, you know, you're just laying down. It's like the Lord's spoken things to you, and this is going to help many people listening. You're just laying down those things that the Lord has given to you, and this is part of the process. Travis, part of the step that you take in this journey, and because God gives you desires, God-given desires are to be manifested in your life. But where you are spiritually right now, you're just telling the Lord that even if you don't get those desires, that you still are going to praise him and you're still going to be as faithful as you can be to the Lord and what he's calling you to do. And so that's good. That's, you know, Nichelle, there's what came out is a little bit of process she had about in separation, and that's part of the process in the journey and waiting for the word of the Lord to come to pass. But then what you're sharing right now is part of the process too. We're all in different places, but we're ultimately on the same journey, or on this journey to the same destination, and that is to be to rule and reign with Christ forever. And so what you have done is you have laid down those desires. And surely when you lay something down, you know, the Bible says, lest the corn of wheat fall into the ground and dies, it abides alone and it bears no fruit. And so when you lay something down, that's when the Lord can resurrect and breathe. It's just like out of the word that I read, is that, you know, the Lord said that he would cause the captivity to be reversed, and he would build them as they were at very first. And so when you lay those things down, that's just a good thing to do. And because it shows you that those things don't have your heart, that you don't have to have what he has spoken to come to pass to still be his child, or, you know, to walk in obedience to him. And so that's very powerful. So I want to encourage you to just be prepared and get ready to see what he is about to bring forth and to manifest and cause to rise up. And I heard one word from the Lord whenever you called and whenever you were sharing. And he said, in his word, he said, yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly and in truth with my whole heart and with my whole being. And that's the Lord saying that to you, that he's rejoicing over you to do good to you, Travis, that he's planting you in this land where he is planting you right now in truth. He's planting you there assuredly and in truth, and he's saying, with my whole heart and my whole being. And so just rejoice and know that he's rejoicing over you. So, Father, I come into agreement with your word right now. Father, thank you that you said you were rejoicing over Travis to do him good and to plant him in the land that you have brought him to, and to plant him in that truth of all of who you are, Lord God, with everything that is of you and in you. You are doing this so that you might be glorified in and through your Son. So, Father, I give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, Travis, praise God. Thank you for calling in. I wish we had more time, but we've only got about 9 minutes here, about two more people. So just be so very blessed, and thank you for sharing that. And praise God. I look forward to talking to you again.
Yes, ma'am. If, just 1 second. Can you tell me where that scripture located so I can go and, you know, just do some reading on that?
Yes. Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah 32 and it's verse 41.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
And so, but you know, all of that is good and around it. The scripture before it and it's just good, and after it is good as well.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to read the whole chapter.
Yeah, it's good. And 33 is good, too. Read 33 as well.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Be blessed, man.
You too.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see here now. Well, it should take off in just a minute. Uh-oh. Travis, you might want to mute your button. I'm having a little bit of trouble of people coming off. Okay. Area code 973, you're on the line right now. Hello, area code 973. Well, I'm so sorry. I'm having some problems with the switchboard here. Area code 973, you're on the line. Okay. Let's see. Area
Hello?
Code 973. Here we go. There you are. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Elaine. How are you today?
Well, hi, Elaine. I am so blessed. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, yes.
Great. What can we talk about? And I don't want to rush you, but we just have about six more minutes on, and I've got one more caller. And
oh, that's
so,
okay. I just wanted to hear the voice of the Lord today. So whatever the Lord has to say to me.
Well, what has he been speaking to you? Have you been able to listen to the program today?
No, I only heard the last half hour or 45 minutes. I have to go back and listen to the archives.
Okay. I was just wondering, he was speaking a lot through, you know, the program, and was there anything that you did hear for the time that you were on the phone? Is there anything that you heard that stood out to you?
Those that are, you know, that are waiting, you know, on the word, you know, the words that God has spoken to them, that's, you know, registered with me, you know, because he's spoken so many words to me and, you know, and just waiting on the, you know, the manifestation of them here on earth. So so that registered with me there. It seemed like a theme. It seemed like that was common among two of your callers.
Right. And so the scripture, you know, the scripture at in Isaiah chapter 40, it, and I'm sure you've heard this so many times, but in starting with verse 28, it says, "Have you not known and have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint or grow weary. There is no searching of his understanding, but he gives power to the faint and weary. And to him who has no might, he increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound. And even youth shall faint and be weary, and selected young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect and look for and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power, and they shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles, and they shall mount up to the sun, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint, become tired." And so that's the word that I'm being quickened to share with you, and for you to just, you know, to read it and to study it. So that's Isaiah chapter 40. And then verses 28 through 31.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Hebrews 12. And then verse 1 through 3. And so if you'll just read that, and I know the Lord's already ministering that to you, but just read that and know that he has got more to speak to you in and through that. And so, Father, I just come into agreement with your word and your spirit. Father, thank you for this powerful scripture, Lord God, and thank you for just moving in Elaine's life, Lord God, and in her heart. And, Father, thank you that as this word is that she studies it, as she ponders it, as she reads it, and even when she goes into the book of Hebrews and she just puts all of this together, Lord God, that you will bring the understanding, that you will bring light to the places of darkness, Lord God, where she's not able to see right now. But, Lord God, you'll help her to move forward, Father God, and to know that surely what you have spoken, that it will come to pass in her life. And for your glory, Lord God, it's for your honor, it's for your praise, and so that those whom you would have her with it, wherever she is, Lord God, that they will be touched by your love, but touched by your glory. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. And please call and let us hear the praise report.
I will. Thank you.
Let us hear the testimony of the word coming to pass. And so it's so great to hear your sweet voice, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you.
So be very blessed. I should say remain blessed.
Thank
okay.
you. You also.
Okay, Elaine. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Well, Elaine, you might have to put me on mute. I'm having a little bit of problems on my switchboard here. There we go. Okay, here we go. Area code 216. You are on the line right now. You're on the air. Area code 216. Okay, for some reason or another. And then I have an area code 805 will be our last caller. Well, if I can get this to come through. Okay, area code 216. Oh, and we've only got about 4 minutes left. Holy Ghost, help this to be able to come through.
Hello.
Okay, here we go. Hello, Erica 216. You are on the air right now. Who am I speaking with?
Hi,
please?
This is Joyce in Ohio.
Joyce. Hi, Joyce. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was encouraged. I didn't get to listen to all of your program, but in the beginning, it really encouraged me because I haven't given up, but I'm like, God.
Well, it's just, you know, you have to just keep on pressing, keep on pursuing, and know that, and I'll just say the same scripture that I read to Elaine, that he gives power to the faint and those who are weary.
Hallelujah.
You know, that is just a blessing right there. And when he says that he gives power, what he's saying is that he gives his love. He releases his love, and that love gives you, it increases that new strength in you. And he said, because he said, and to them that has no might. And when we get to that place to where we feel faint and, you know, we're weary and we've been waiting, then we feel like we don't have any strength. But in that place of weakness, his strength is made perfect.
Praise
and
God.
So he increases that strength, and he causes it to multiply, and he also causes it to abound. And so that we can continue on, because there's no need to worry or to fret over what we have not seen come to pass. But also in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, in verse 9, it says, but he said to me, my grace, my favor, and loving kindness and mercy, it's enough for you. And so it's sufficient against any danger that enables you to bear the trouble manfully. And he says, but for my strength and power are made perfect, it's fulfilled and completed, and show themselves most effective in your weakness. And he says, therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ may rest and pitch a tent over and dwell upon me.
Ooh, hallelujah.
So he's pitching a tent over you, and he's dwelling upon you, within you and upon you. And it's like almost like an incubation thing of him saying to you, it's what I've said, it is going to come to pass. And so you, when you get to that place, like to, you know, where you've gotten to, and that tries to come to all of us, it's just in that place to where you just press in a little bit more,
okay,
and continue to pursue him and praise him, and then you thank him. Lord, thank you that you will manifest this in my life. And so,
okay,
Lord, thank you today that it will manifest. You're going to manifest it, and I'm going to keep praising you, and I'm going to keep on walking out my journey every day, trusting you and believing you. And that's what you do, because place, then it's like it's all over with. And so just be encouraged and know that your time is near, but it's already, you know, he's already spoken it, and prayerfully and hopefully it has been spoken out the mouth of two or three witnesses.
Thank
and
you.
If you're in a place, and many listen, that it hasn't been spoken out the mouth of two or three witnesses, just know that he will speak it out of the mouth of two or three witnesses.
Okay.
So just know that it is coming to pass. And
okay,
so I just encourage you and in the Lord to rest in him, but to keep on fighting the good fight of faith.
Okay.
And
thank
to
you
trust
so
in
much.
God.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, you're so welcome. And just know that he's going to do it.
Okay.
He is going to do it.
I'm
so, Father, I come into agreement right now with your word with Joyce, Father, that you are going to do as you have spoken. And, Father, I just lift up her body, soul, and spirit to you. And, Father, thank you that your word will accomplish what you've sent it forth to do. And, Lord God, that she will see, according to your word, the manifestation of that word. And, Father, we just give you the glory and honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so
Praise
much.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Well, You're so welcome. You're so very welcome. And I'm going to go. We're at the end of the program, and I'm going to get my last caller.
Okay.
Real
okay.
quick. Okay.
okay.
Much love
okay.
to you, Joy.
You too.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Praise God. Okay. Well, just having a little bit of problems again. I don't know what's going on with my switchboard. I'm just grateful that each caller I've been able to get, nevertheless. Here we are. Okay. Area code 805. I think you're on the line right now.
Hi, this is Jeff from California.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I've had this horrible cough. I've battled for weeks, and I kind of think like it was a spiritual thing that God, you know, He's been healing my heart for 27 months. I just feel like there was a someone posted a thing on Facebook with a bandage on a heart, and I posted something saying the bandage is being removed off my friends and family, off the heart. You know, like God's healed our hearts. And although you don't, I don't know necessarily that it gets healed in 27 months after 24 years of marriage, but I just feel this release, like God's doing a brand new thing in my life, my children's life. I finally have energy to go out and get sponsors for my radio program, and I'm having people come against my radio program that were my friends. So I figure I'm doing something right. I had a guy that wanted to bring some homeless people on, discuss a homeless issue.
Mm-hmm.
But he was telling me, I said, I don't know if I can get everybody in the studio. Maybe we can bring one person. He said, no, you do it my way or not at all. And I felt like a pastor, like I'm almost like a pastor of my radio program. That's the radio program God gave me. He gave me the vision for it, and someone's trying to tell me how to run it. And I told him, fine, and nothing at all. And he started bad-mouthing me on Facebook. He didn't mention my name. And God told me, he said, please forgive me. I want to be your friend. I said, I forgive you, but I don't want to be your friend. And it's just like God's having me cut those people off that you thought were friends, but when they come against you, they have their own agenda. And I'm having to just be around people that will encourage me, you know, encourage my family. I met with my son. I don't know if I had mentioned he's going to San Antonio with his girlfriend. They made that decision. His girlfriend is a granddaughter of my spiritual father's prophet and evangelist who's in a nursing home now. But I had one brother tell me, that's an itinerant minister, that you need to tell him that he's going to go to hell if he goes, and you need to lay it down for him. And what happened was when I met with him for coffee, I sat with him. I said, Jeremiah, I'm just afraid that I'll never see you again. And I began to weep. And one of my friends was saying that was that spirit of rejection and abandonment that you went through with your wife was coming out with your son, because he's been like my best friend. He's been the closest to me. And I wept for days when he said he was leaving, and the kids were upset. They're still upset about it. But what happened was I just wept. And he held me in his arms and said, Dad, I would never do that. And the Holy Spirit just took over. It wasn't what people wanted me to say or thought I should say. It was what the Holy Spirit wanted to say. It was what God, how God wanted it. And it was the most tender moment. It reestablished our relationship. And I stood, I said, if you would please forgive my daughter for the way that she spoke to you and to Kylie, your girlfriend, and I stand in the gap for them in a way. Like I was, my son, when he was 16, got his head shaved at a 16th birthday party. They held him down and shaved his head. The kids never came and apologized, but the mother, godly mother, came up to me at church one day, and she said, on behalf of my children, I ask you to please forgive them. And I was doing the same thing on behalf of my daughter. Please forgive her, because she was just really mean. His girlfriend didn't like her and said some mean things, which made them leave. And also my stand that you have to live right. You can't live in the same room. If you guys are staying here, you have to do it right. Anyway, God began to show me that what he's showing me now is that I have no control over my children, my family, my friends. It's all in God's hands. He may very well have, I have a friend who's a prophet that lives in San Antonio. I was on Facebook, and I met a pastor and his wife that live in San Antonio that wanted to take them under their wings when they get there. It was just miraculous. They said, well, here's our number, here's our email address. We pastor a church in San Antonio, the Healing Ministry, and I want you to give it to your son, and we will welcome them when they come. And so we don't know what God's going to do, even in the midst of doing something wrong and being in sin or whatever, that God still loves him and his ex-girlfriend so much that he's already had someone on Facebook meet me to say, okay, we're going to take care of them. We want them to call us when they get into town. And I'm starting to see also that, you know, God gives us authority. He gives us a vision. When he gives us a vision, it's almost like I felt like I said, I'm a pastor of this radio program I've done for 27 months, and people are now coming in trying to tell me how to do it. You'd be amazed how they tell me how I should run my show, and I should have New Age people on there. And God told me, no, I was supposed to have Christian people on there. And I wasn't supposed to defile, in the sense of the program. I only had it happen one time. This lady kind of snuck in. I don't know what I was thinking. And I repented. I said, I'm sorry, God. I know this is not the way you intended it. But he gave me the vision of how to do this program. And, you know, he gave me just this new energy that just came this week. Okay, Jeff, I've healed your heart. It's going to be an ongoing process, but, you know, I'm taking that bandage off your heart. I'm giving you energy. I've been getting dressed up. I used to just wear jeans and go out and try to get accounts. And it's like, you know what? You're wearing slacks today. You're going to go out and look presentable. You're going to talk with people. I had a flyer, which I posted on my, I don't know if you saw it, posted on my Facebook. I'll try to email it to you. But I had a friend who's a graphic artist. She made me a beautiful flyer. It says The Jeff Bradley Show. So it shows my face, what people can expect if they sponsor my show, the cost. And I just feel like I've just been reborn. Like God has, the past is gone now. He's giving me a new future. I feel excited. And he's like, Jeff, this is your program. I'm going to bless your program. I gave you this program. I'm going to make sure that doors are going to open for you. You're going to get 20 sponsors, that's what I asked them for, 20 new sponsors. And already I'm just, every day I'm going out and meeting new people, which I love meeting people, you know, because I have a pastor's heart. I have an evangelist heart. I love meeting people. So I'm going out there, and I'm seeing God begin to do this great work. I ran into a guy who's a weatherman on the TV out here in this area. And I was talking to him, and God led me at a Walmart. I said, man, I just want to tell you, I love you. I love your show. I love watching you. And just then his girlfriend comes up, and she happens to work at the same radio station where I do my broadcast. Mm-hmm. And she said, God had put a vision in my heart that it would be so neat to do a local radio program during the week. Mine is only on Saturday. She says to me, I work at the same station. She's a senior sales rep. She goes, there's some changes happening, and they may have a need for like a local talk. Basically, she goes, I'm going to talk to your account rep and see if I can get you in to help do like a talk show during the week. I think they're going to maybe get rid of some of the satellite being in local. And that was a vision God put in my heart when I first started working there, that one day something would open up. It wasn't going to be by my hand, but by God's hand. And now I'm seeing that begin to manifest. All I did was be obedient to go and say hello to this man and compliment him on blessing me. So I'm seeing these doors because my heart is, if I can be on radio full time, that's wonderful. I would love that. God gifted me to do that. He gifted me to talk. He gifted me to interview people, and I just want to do that. But I'm seeing him open up doors that no man can open, that only he can open. And at the same time, healing, you know, having healed my heart and continue the process of complete healing, I told you that I got a registered letter where my wife said she's ready to basically, you know, send her the papers. And I'm like, I can't even find the papers now. And someone just said, well, why don't you just go back to the paralegal that did them, have them redo them. So I was like, I didn't even think about it. So I just, right now, today, I'm waiting on their chat window to ask them, how, if they can update my divorce papers and what it would cost. And if there's a big cost involved, I'll try to barter with them to be on my radio station like I did last time to do them. But I'm going to have them updated, all this stuff. I thought I would have to do service by publication, all this. Now I'm just going to have the papers updated. I'm ready. I'm going to go see them, have them updated, sent there. And I believe that once she signs the papers, there's going to be just this freedom. I don't have to wait till I'm legally divorced, but I feel like there's freedom coming once she actually signs the papers and agrees. I feel like the chains are going to be broken. I just feel like a new beginning. I just feel like God is pouring into my life right now, and he's pouring into my children and helping them to heal as well, you know, their little hearts. And I'm just so excited, and I'm excited about the Night of Miracles on Thursday.
Awesome. Well, okay, Jeff, I am so sorry. It's almost 1:15, and I mean, I know you've said a lot. I don't really know what,
I've heard several different things, but I'll just, and you know, and when you were sharing, and so I'm just going to try to decipher this out. And I always love hearing all the things that you do share, but I am going to have to go here. And I just can't let my programs go over. And, of course, it's not recording anymore. They just they don't do that anymore. And so, but whoever is on the line still, which there are still some people that are listening, you know, can stay on. But anyway, I do just, you know, want to encourage you dearly. And, of course, we can talk privately later, but I do want to encourage you. And I know that people are encouraged. They're always encouraged by the things that you share and just, you know, the journey that you've been on and, you know, with your wife, you know, with Shelly, with the kids and the things. And I know it's been so encouraging to people. And one day I'll just have to have you on to share because you've walked through a lot and you've seen God just moving. And I know that people are being encouraged, that they've been encouraged to hear. And said it's already shown me that there's no recording left. And so just those who are on here right now are listening, I believe, on the Internet. You can still hear this. But just you, your pursuit in the Lord and just being faithful to keep loving him and serving him. And I believe I was sharing that with probably a few of the callers that called in today. And, you know, and even though you haven't seen all of what, of course, the Lord has spoken come to pass, you've been seeing many things come to pass. And it's just precious how the Lord, you know, how he has taken you from glory to glory and faith to faith, strength to strength, and victory to victory, increase to increase. And people, you know, have heard that and you know, they're so encouraged by that and all the little things like what you've shared. And that's just, I know, a blessing to so many people, and especially to men of God, because not too many men, you know, have called on the program. And thank God for men like Travis and Moses and some of the men that have called in. But just you sharing, you know, so many people have been on this journey with you and have prayed for you. But I do believe that, you know, that there is a closure that is coming of this season that you have been in, and you've pursued the Lord to continue on with your journey no matter what, even though there hadn't been a closure, but now there's about to be a closure. You know, that closure is about to take place. And, of course, there will be, you know, any time a chapter in your life comes to an end and it closes, you know, in that season, it brings a great liberty. You know, and it brings... Uh-oh, there's a lot of static. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, there's a lot of background noise coming through right now.
Okay, how's this?
That's better.
Okay.
But there's, you know, there's going to be a great breaking through, and, you know, the Lord, just that closure brings a peace. There's a new peace. Even though you've encountered his peace along the journey, there's a new peace that will come. Just, you know, because of the closure and, you know, the change. You said, you know, the chain falling off and coming off, because when God brings a chapter to in your life to an end, it's just, you know, it's just over with and it's finished with. What has been is like, it's just ended. And sometimes we walk out the ending of a chapter in our life, it's like, man, is the actual end going to ever take place? Is it going to ever happen? And we know that we're in the end. And and so when that end does happen, it's very freeing. Of course, for because of the time, I can't go into anything, you know, in my life personal, but I can just tell you when things end, when it's been a hard chapter and you've had things that have come against you, and it was a chapter where the enemy tried to destroy your life, he tried to destroy your ministry and just who you are as an individual. And when God brings the close, the end to it, there's just nothing like it. And, you know, and so when it ends, there's something very spiritual that takes place in the realm of the spirit, and it's finished with, and you're over it. But you, even though you still will remember, it'll, you know, he takes away the pain. Of course, he heals you from the pain. It's like you go through the stuff and the pain, but then when he ends it, it's like, because you have given it to him, the pain can no longer hurt you, but yet you'll be able to share things from that chapter in your life that will benefit so many others to help them to get through the what seems impossible chapter of just torment and agony, and you've never felt your heart like that before, and it was like it was ripped out of you, and just, you know, all the things that come along with that. And so it is. And so I'm just going to say a prayer for you, if that's all right, and then we'll get, and then I'll move on. We'll continue on in our day. So, Father God, I just thank you right now for Jeff's life once again. Father, for all the breakthroughs that he's had. Father, all the prayers that you've answered, the prayer of agreement. Father, just all the people, the ministers, and actually everyone is a minister. Father, just all those that you've had in his life along the way in this ending, Lord God, this part of his life, this chapter in his life that seems like it's been ending for a long time, but Father, it's about to be finalized, and the period is about to be put at the end of the last sentence of this chapter, Father God, of Jeff's life. And so, Father, thank you for your mercy and grace. Father, thank you for overseeing his son. Lord God, for setting it up to have his son to be in a town where, Lord God, where he will be able to be in a godly place, where he'll have spiritual leaders that will love him and that will help him and his girlfriend. And Lord God, you've just been faithful just in everything that you have done. And Father, thank you that even though Jeff doesn't like and no father or mother likes to see this, things that our children do walk out or that they do because of what they've seen in either one of their parents, it's not necessarily the good that they've seen, but Father, your grace and mercy is still there to bring our children through even those things that we see that we don't like and we wish that they wouldn't go through. But Father, thank you that you give us that ability to totally give our children to you and to trust you for their lives and to know that just as we have come through hard places in our lives, that our children, because we train them up in the ways of the Lord, they will come through it as well, what they are going in and what they are going through. And so, Father, thank you for giving Jeff a heart of forgiveness. And, Lord God, thank you for just the opportunity that you've given to him, Lord God, to not only these, Father, but other people that he's not able to be around. Father, thank you that even though you've shown him that this is relationship is to be separated, that this is to be separated, Father, thank you that it goes beyond that, and that as we really do forgive and release people who have not been there for us or not wanted to see us prosper and have good success, and Father, just some of the things that Jess was sharing, Father, thank you that as we truly forgive and release them, that you give us a heart of compassion for them, and that we're able to pray for them with that brokenness in which your compassion moves and things happen even in their lives. And so, Father, we give you all the glory and honor and praise. And, Father, thank you for just all of your goodness that is being manifested and your goodness that will be manifested in the days to come. Now, Father, we just give you the glory and honor and praise. Father, thank you for what you are doing in Jeff's life and for the testimony that he will have that you keep adding to, that keeps increasing. And thank you that many people will be helped in the days to come. And, Father, I just thank you for his children, for watching over them, Lord God. Thank you that they're under your care. And, Lord, we just thank you that they have been taught and trained up in the face of the Lord. And even though they may step another way, Lord God, what has been imparted by your seed, you will send someone to water it, as the seed has already been planted through Jeff, and that you'll send someone to water it, and then eventually you will bring the increase according to your word in Jesus' name. And, Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Precious sister, thank you so much.
Praise God. You're so welcome. And I'm going to let you go because my sweetheart just called me. But everybody tune in Thursday night, 9 to 11 Central Standard Time, 7 to 9 Pacific Standard Time, and then 10 to 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time. And, again, I'm the last guest on the program, but it's just a powerful program, all of it. And try to get everyone you can to watch it and believe for the liberty of the Holy Spirit, the glory of God, and just for miracles to be manifested all over the world. So
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, I love you, my brother, and I'll talk
love
to you
too, my sister.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Praise God. Well, praise God. That's it. I love y'all, and I will be back with you again next week on October the 23rd. That is one day before my 38-year anniversary with my sweetheart. Okay, until then, walk in God's glory, walk in his power, walk in his love, and know that what he has spoken, he will do it. Okay, until next week, bye-bye.